The Mishnah on Daf Hei says as follows: Kosel Chotzer Shenafel Mechayvenos Olivnoso Ad Arba Amos Becheska Shenosan Ad Shiyovi Raya Shalom Nasa. This is a Mishnah that we saw on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Kosel Chotzer Shenafel. The Mishnah on Daf Beis Amid Aleph talks about the Shudfin Shiratzu Lasos Mechitza Bechotzer. So now the Mishnah over here talks about what happens if a Kosel Chotzer falls down. What happens if it falls down? So here we're not talking about who gets the Avonim, who gets the Mokom, but how do they rebuild the Mechitza? So the Mishnah says that until Dalet Amos, to rebuild the Mechitza until Dalet Amos, so that they can be Mechayiv, just like they could obligate a person to build the Mechitza. The Shulchan can obligate each other to build the Mechitza Metchila. So too, if the Mechitza, if the Kosel of the Chotzer falls down, so the Shulchan can obligate each other to rebuild the Mechitza until Dalet Amos. Becheska Shenosan at Shiyovi Raya Shalonosan. This is a new concept that we haven't seen before. Becheska Shenosan, that the Chazaka, the assumption is that they participated in the rebuilding of the Mechitza. At Shiyovi Raya Shalonosan. If one of the Shutfim, one of the people there, claims that he built the Kosel by himself and the other Shutfim did not participate at all, so then he has to bring a raya, he has to bring Edim to that effect. But if he doesn't bring Edim to that effect, then we assume that he did participate. It's Becheska Shenosan at Shiyovi Raya Shalonosan. Says Rashi, Mechavnoso Levnoso Ad Dalet Amos, Debachi Saki Lehezek Ria. Even if the Mechitza were taller than Dalet Amos Metchila, somehow they decided to build the Mechitza taller than Dalet Amos, so they can be Mechayiv, the Shutvim, to build until Dalet Amos, if the Kosel Chotzed fell down, and now they're rebuilding the coast, so you can force them until Dalet Amos, because that's really enough. Above Dalet Amos, that was extra, that was Tosefis. You don't need that for Hezekriah. Hezekriah is prevented with the Mechitza that Dalet Amos. Becheska Shenosan, Zog Rashi, Im Omar Ha'echad La'acha Shebeno'o Ani Asisa Mishali. If after building the coast, so one of them said, I did it myself, Shelarotza Zela Sayeni, the other one didn't want to help me, V'tova Chatzi Hayitzi, and he says, I want you to pay half of it. And the other one says, no, that's not true. I gave my portion. There's an argument whether the portion was given or not given. Nemar. So Zok Rashi, the pshat in the Mishnah is that this other individual, the Nitba, is Nemar. If the Tovea claims that I built the wall by himself and I want him to pay for half of the value of the wall, and the Nitba says I paid, Becheska Shenosan, he's Nemar, Achiyavi Raya Shalonasan, the Tovea has to bring a Raya that he didn't give in order to be, in order to collect from the Nitva. This is the Mishnah. So at first glance, it's a pretty innocuous Mishnah. Becheska Shenosan. Becheska Shenosan. Why is he Becheska Shenosan? Because since they can force each other to build the wall, so we assume that he participated. Right? Everyone knows the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Right? The Shufa can force each other to build the wall. We paskin like the Lishna Basra to prevent Hezekria. The purpose of the wall is to prevent Hezekria. Right, if it's a chotzer sheyesh b'din chalukah, so then they don't even need a ratzo. Automatically, they can force each other to build a wall to prevent the hezekriah. So if everyone knows the din, of course the assumption is b'cheska shenasa that he built the wall. The rishonim are troubled. It's so poshut that we don't understand why the Mishnah has to say it. It's tocha davar poshut b'cheska shenasa. Of course he paid. Why should we assume he didn't pay? Why should we assume he didn't pay? Why should the toveya have sway in Bezdin? Why should we listen to him? He comes and says, I built the wall by himself. Who says he built the wall by himself? The other guy could also claim he built the wall. Or maybe they built it together. Right? He says, I built the wall and I paid for the whole thing. I want you to pay half of it. And the other guy says, I paid half of it. Maybe they built it together. Why should we trust the Toveya that he paid all the money and the other one didn't pay? Why shouldn't we assume that they built it together? It sort of seems a little bit strange that we trust the Tovea completely and we say that there's somehow a Chiddush over here, that the Nitba is also Nema. Of course he's Nema. What's the Shail over here? That's the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's trouble, what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Not that the din of the Mishnah is wrong. We'll see that maybe that kasha is also relevant for a different Chiddush of the Mishnah. But that's not the kasha over here. It's not that the din of the Mishnah is wrong, it's that the din of the Mishnah is so poshut that we don't need the Mishnah over here. What does the Rashba say? Ikol Ameida, K'may Becheska Shenosan, Ve'eza Muchzuk Bo Yosef. What does it mean, Becheska Shenosan? It sounds like, you know, there's an assumption that he gave. There's somehow a Chiddush that it's Becheska Shenosan, we can assume that they both gave to the wall. Which one is more Muchzuk? Which one is more trustworthy? They're both equally trustworthy. So why should I say what the Toveya is mochzik? I need a chiddush that the nitba is becheska shanos and that he gave money toward the war. Why should I assume that does not? Why should I assume not like that? V'yesh lomer says the Rashba, if you go to Ika Eden, the artzi echad menayr lechaver, v'sirev miliv nosima. We're talking about that there are Eden that he was meratza his chaver, that he tried to get him to participate. V'sirev miliv nos, and he didn't want to participate. He participated in the first war, let's say. So now the wall fell down, and there are Eden that Reuven went over to Shimon and says, I want you to participate. I want to rebuild the wall. I want you to have a chelik in it. I want you to pay for it together with me. But he disagreed. He refused. He refused to rebuild it with him. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush is that there are Edim that he refused. That Kaveh in front of Edim. Artsi Edim. Ika Edim. Artsi Echad Menayel Echaveh. Vesir of Milid Nosima. Afilu Achi Harezeh Becheska Shenosin. Oh, now Taka, there's a chiddush in the Mishnah. It's Becheska Shenosin. Even though there are Edim that he was Toveh him and he refused to rebuild it. But comes the Mishnah and says, he's still Becheska Shenosin. The Kevin the Din Zegoli Lakol Shechai Velid Nosima Achi Yisalik Mimeno Hezek Ria. Chazaka Parehu. That since everyone knows the din that he's chayiv to pay for the wall, so it's a chazaka that he paid for the wall. Chazaka he paid for the wall, even though initially he didn't want it. Initially there are Edom that he didn't want to pay. So up the Rashba, the Chiddush of the Mishnah, and he's becheska shenasan. He came to his senses. He realized that Bezal's going to be mechayiv him to rebuild the wall. So he said, okay, I'll pay. Initially he didn't want to. Initially he refused. But later he agreed. So that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that even though they were Eden, they was Toveh, and he didn't want to pay initially, he's Becheska Shanasim, we assume that he did pay. And if the Toveh wants to prove that he didn't pay, if the Toveh wants to collect money from him, he has to prove that he didn't pay. Azoy Zak the Rashba. Comes the Nachlas David and says, Rashi could not learn like the Rashba. Nachlas David says, if you look carefully at Rashi, be Medayak and Rashi, it's clear Rashi could not learn like the Rashba. Why? Because the next Rashi that we didn't read yet, Rashi says, Ad Sheyavi HaToveya. HaToveya is not in the Mishnah, but that's the assumption of the Mishnah, right? Ad Sheyavi Raya Shalonasan. So Rashi says, Ad Sheyavi HaToveya. Ad Sheyavi HaToveya Edim Shetuvao V'lonasan. When do we assume that the Nitva is Becheska Shalonasan? That's if the Toveya brings Edim Shalonasan. Until the Toveh brings Edim that he was Toveh and the Nitba didn't give him, so then he's Becheska Shenosa. The Kaven the Chovol of Lisayo, Umishpat Zela Kol Goli, Lohoya Bonimishalo, Elohoya Tsoik Olav Bebezdin. Because there's an understanding, there's a chazaka that the Toveh never would have built by himself, since everyone knows this halacha, that the Shuvin Shuvatz Lasas Mechitza Bechatza, they can force each other to build a wall. And Kosel Chotzer Shenafel is Dr. Zel Bazach. Why should there be any difference? There's a problem of Hezekriah, so they can force each other to rebuild the wall. So since everyone knows that, the Toveh never would have built by himself. He would have gone to Bezdin and forced the Nitba, he would have forced the Shutvav to join him in the building of the Mechitza. Zok Rashi, Becheska Shenasan, what does that mean that the Nitba is Becheska Shenasan, that we assume that he participated, that he contributed to the wall, Achiyavi Raya Shalonasan, until the Toveh brings a Raya? Achiyavi Edim, right? Achiyavi Edim Shetava Ovalonasa. If he brings Edim Shetava Ovalonasa, then the Nitva is Becheska Shalonasa. Until he does bring these Edim, then he's Becheska Shalonasa. So what did the Nachlas David see in Rashi that implies that he argues with the Rashba? What do you think? Anyone? Benio.
Rashi says that under the Tiramas of Achieve, that if he brings the Edom, so then the Tvia with Edom is stronger than the Chazaka.
What's the din? If he brings Edom, what's the din? Becheska
Shalonasan.
The Rashba learns that the Chiddush of the Mishnah Becheska Shalonasan is talking about that he brought Edom. Rashi would say, no, that's not true. That couldn't be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Because in such a case where he brought Edom that he was Toveya the Shutev, the Taketz Becheska Shalonasan. So that could not be the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That's the Nachlas David's Diuk and Rashi. It's a good Diuk. Shtarka Diuk and Rashi. So what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah according to Rashi? How does Rashi learn Becheska Shalonasan? If in the case where the Tover brings the Eidim that the Shudra didn't want to participate, so then we say it's Bechezka Shalona Asan, right? Bechezka Shalona Asan. So then, what's the case where he's Bechezka Shanasa? What if he doesn't bring it? If he doesn't bring Eidim, it's obvious, right? If there are no Eidim, so then it's obvious that they built the wall together. Why should we trust the Tover more than his Shudra? What's the answer? Of course, we're talking about that they were Eidim, but not Eidim that he was Tover. Eidim that what? Eidim that what? Eidim that. Sorry? That he was, no, that's the same as Eidim that he was Tovea, right? If he brings Eidim that he didn't want to pay, so then that's Bechezka Shalonasan according to Rashi. So what's the case of Bechezka Shalonasan? A case where it is Bechezka Shalonasan, but it's Tacha Chiddish that it's Bechezka Shalonasan? If nothing happened between them, if we don't know anything, there's no Eidus Bechlal, so then it's Pasha that it's Bechezka Shalonasan. Everyone would say that. So what must be the case? Yes? That's too complicated for me. That's fancy. I have a simple case. There are Eidim that what? There are Eidim that the Toveya built the wall. Right? There are no Eidim that he was Toveya the Nitba to pay him for the wall. But let's say there are Eidim that he built the wall. So if there are Eidim that one of them built the wall, so now we know that he deserves money. Right? If he built the wall, he paid for the whole thing himself. So we know that he can collect money from the shutev. The question is, did the shutev give it or not? So comes the Mishnah and says, Bechezka Shanasa. That's Taka Chiddush. If there are no Eidim at all over here, it's just the Toveya's word against the Nitba's word, so then of course Bechezka Shanasa. If they can force each other, then we can just assume that the Toveya came to Bezdin and was Motzi the moment first. But there were Eidim. But if there weren't Eidim on the Tviya Sapiron, there were Eidim that he built a wall. So we know that the Tovea is in the right, that he did build a wall by himself. He can demand payment from the Nitba. The question is, did the Nitba pay or not? So comes the Mishnah and says, Achidish, Bechezka Shanasa. Bechezka Shanasa, until the Tovea brings it right, that he didn't pay. Okay. Questions?
So according to Diuk and the Nachas David, so then what would the Rashba say is that Sefer, is the Sefer of the Mishnah, the Ad Shiev Uriah Shalonasa?
I'm not in the Sefer, I'm in the Resha. We'll first do the Resha, then we'll get to the Sefer. It's a different halacha. Mm-hmm. You see, there's no Chiddush in the Sefer. The Chiddush in the Sefer is the halacha itself, that he's not Neman. The Kasha that the Rashba, the Kasha that Rishonim have in the Sefer, it's not what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, it's why should it be true? Why should it be Bechezka Shalom Nasa? Maybe it should be Bechezka Shanasan also. We'll see. Okay, Daniel, let's hold for a second. Zach?
Why are we assuming that it's the same thing? Doesn't the Gemara itself say Nafal Shani?
That it's the same thing.
The Mishnah here, the Mishnah on B is the same thing. The Gemara itself says Nafal Shani.
Nafal Shani. So you're saying what? You're saying that Nafal Shani, what the Chiddush is, that even if Nafal, they can force each other to rebuild the wall.
We're saying it's so posh that they can reinforce each other, but the Gemara itself says like that it's not.
Yeah. Gemara says, "Sefer Istrichalei." Kasha the Gemara was if Yod Hezekria, Lav Shmei Hezek. If Yod Hezekria, Lav Shmei Hezek. So Chotzer Shenofal. Mechanos Olivnos Adalat Ames. Isn't that a riot that Hezekria Shmei Hezek Chotzer Shenofal Mechanos? No. I thought you caught me, Zach. Nofal Shiny is that. Even Lamanda Amar Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, right? Even Lamanda Amar Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, there still is a Chiyuv. Right? Nafal Shiny is that even if you hold Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek, but if they already had a Mechitza, and they were Hurgalup at Dvarim Shel Tzniyas, or the first ones already built the wall, so then there's a Chiyuv to rebuild the wall. But according to Lamanda Amar Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek, it's Pasha. Right, the Chiddush Nafal Shani is even Mandamar Hezek Ria Lav Shmei Hezek. Right, Zach? Right, that's the Chiddush. Right, But if you hold hands like Kriya Shema, it's like, of course you gotta rebuild the wall. Just like you had to build the wall Metchila, you gotta rebuild the wall. What's the difference? I think so. Okay. So this is the Rashba, this is Rashi. The Rashba and Rashi. Comes the Rush, and he takes it one step further. He says, okay, now that we know what Rashi holds, in terms of the Chiddush, in terms of when the Chiddush doesn't apply, when is it Becheskas Shenasim, when is it Becheskas Shalom Nasim? So now the question is, why? Why does Rashi say that? Why does Rashi say that, Frek the Rush? Let's all turn to the Rush and look at it together, inside. This is at the end of Siman Tes. Long Siman of the end of Rush. Hadi Yomer b'masnisim b'cheske shenosin at shiyavi raya shelo nosin. Pirish Rashi. At shiyavi atovea edim shetavo'o v'lo nosa. At shiyavi raya shelo nosin is if he brings edim shetavo'o, so then we wouldn't say b'cheske shenosin against the Rashba. V'teima frek the Rosh abom kashim. V'teima hi d'mishum shelo nosin miyad b'sho shetavo'o havi lo'olim b'cheske shelo nosin. What's Rashi talking about? What, just because he didn't want to pay initially, he's Becheska Shalom Nasan? Why? Why is he Becheska Shalom Nasan? So then he didn't pay, but maybe he paid later, says the Rush. Afilu imame bifnei Edom eini rotza litein lecha. Even if he said in front of Edom. Not just if he didn't want to pay Beinol Levein Chaver, but even if he said in front of Edom, I don't want to pay. Dilma ishtamute mishtomit. He's pushing him aside. Right? It's a fancy way of saying pushing. Don't worry about it. Right? He's online in the calf and he pushes the guy in front of him. He's pushing him away, pushing him aside. He doesn't have the money. Let's say he doesn't have the money. He invested in stocks and, you know, his stock is not doing so well right now. So he wants to wait until he can recoup some of the losses and then he'll have the money and he'll pay. So just because he says, I don't want to pay, doesn't mean what? Doesn't mean that he's denying that he's chayev to pay. If he would deny that he's chayev to pay, so then maybe we wouldn't trust him later if he claims that he paid. But says the Rosh, just because he says, I don't want to pay, doesn't mean he's denying that he's chayev to pay. It's just ishtamut yehuda kam ishtamit. He's just pushing him aside. So what's Rashi talking about, Frek the Rosh? Rashi says, if the Ra'idim and he was tovea him to pay, and the Shudra didn't want to pay, so now he's b'cheska shelo nasan at shiyavi raya, shen nasan, the tables are turned, he's no longer b'cheska shen nasan. Why, fret the Rosh? The Rashba's right! The Rashba's right! Even if Edom testified that he was tovea him to pay, and he didn't want to pay, it's still b'cheska shen nasan. But he's not paying? No, ishtamut yehuda kam ishtamit, he's just pushing him aside. He's not huch zekafron, just to throw out a phrase, right? He's not huch zekafron. We can't establish him as a denier, right? As a kofer, right? That he's denying the chiyuv. He's denying his chiyuv. He's not huch zekafron. It's not huch zekafron that he's a liar, that he's denying the chiyuv. It's just ishtamut yehuda kam ishtamit. He's pushing him aside. So why should he be Becheska Shelo Nasan? That's the Rosh's kasha against Rashi. That's the Rosh's kasha against Rashi. Nochamo. The Reisha of the Mishnah, right? Reisha de Masnisa. When is it Becheska Shenasan? And when is it Becheska Shelo Nasan? You'll see, there's a value to this chart because it's going to get a little complicated as we... Not so complicated. Just a little. Right. Also, chutz shenafal, livnos, ad dalet amos. Right. So, when is it becheska shenasa? When is it becheska shelo nasan? So, according to the Rashba, it's becheska shenasan, afilo. Right? Even if he was tovei him in front of Edom to pay, it's still Becheska Shenasan. When is it Becheska Shalom Nasan? Unclear. Right? You don't have anything in the Rashi that says, we'll leave that blank. We'll get an answer to that question. Who type of gives the answer to the question? According to the Rashi, well, when is it Bechez Kishalon Nasan? Who gives the answer? The Rush gives the answer. How many answers did the Rush give? Not one, but two. We'll get to it, okay? Not yet. We're not there yet. What is Rashi saying? So Rashi says, when is it Bechezka Shanasan? He doesn't say anything. When is it Bechezka Shalonasan? Tava Bifnei Eden. So we just plugged in for Rashi, Bechezka Shanasan must be that Yesh Eden Shahatoveya Bona Hakosa. Adkan. There are Eden that the Toveya built the Kosa, but there are no Eden on the Tvias Piron. If there be Edom on the Tvias Piron, Zok Rashi is Bechezke Shalom Nasan. Frek the Rush, why? Even if he's Toveya, if they Edom, that also should be Bechezke Shalom Nasan. It's just Ishtamut Ehudakam Ishtamut, he's not Hukhza Kafran, so he should be Nema. What's the problem? Like, what's the problem, Olivia? That's the Rush's Kash. So Zok the Rush, Rashi Letaimein. He says, Rashi Lishitasam. Thank you. Rashi Lishitasam. Rashi Lishitasam. It's a sheer klali. Right? The Rush is giving a shear over here. He says, you know what? I think we have to invoke another Gemara Bav Metzia with a Rashi over there, and then we'll understand the Rashi over here. Rashi Letaime Shapirish Repair Kamad Bav Metzia Gabetzei Tainlo. Okay, but before we read it in the Rush, let's see it in the Gemara. What's he referring to? Say Tainlo, Chayeva Talitainlo. What's going on over here? Let's see the Gemara Bav Metzia. I know the Talmidim spent a lot of time during Seder on this, but it's good. It's a very important sugya. The Gemara Bav Metzia on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph says, Omru lo tsei tein lo. If Bezdin said, tsei tein lo, go and pay. Go out and pay him. The Omar parati, and he said, I paid. V'ho'edim me'idim oso shelo pro'o. And the Edim testified that he didn't pay. So huxle kafran la oso mamon. Then he's established as a liar, as a kafran, as a denier, I should say, for this mamon. He's established as a kafran. That's what the Gemara says. We'll see Rashi, what it all means. But that's one case. One case is say Tainlo. Then the Gemara says, Chayeva Talitainlo. Let's say Bezdin says, Chayeva Talitainlo. You're obligated to pay him. Ve'omar parati, ve'ha'edim me'idno sashlo pra'o, ve'choza ve'omar parati, lo'uch zakaf from lo'osa mamun. My time is the mutu to come is the mid mine sovra adama ainu bi rabbonan bedini. The Gemara sets up a contrast between a case when Bezdin says to the individual, say Tainlo, and when they say to him, Chayev Atalitino. Chayev Atalitino is like a preliminary stage of the psak. It's not a finalized psak. Right? The Gemara seems to assume that there are two stages to the psak of Bezdin. It says, Chayev Atalitino. Let's give ourselves a little more room so that maybe, if we need the room, we'll be able to use the room. And who's the kaf? So there's chayev atalitainlo, and there's seitainlo. Chayev atalitainlo is like a preliminary stage in the psalm. So it's quite a chiddush. I never would have imagined such a thing. I would have said when Bezdin paskin, they paskin, right? Apparently, Bezdin tells you. They tell the Baalei Din, you know, where they think the din is going, what the psak should be. But they don't actually finalize it with the clerk, right, until they say Tseitenu. Tseitenu is the final word. They could be chozebo from the din, even if they say Chayev Atalitainlo. Technically speaking, you know, if they find a reason to change the psak, they could change the psak. Once it's Tseitenu, we assume the psak is final. Oh. So says the Gemara, if all Bezdin said was Chayev Atalitainlo, Ve'oma Parati, and the guy says, Parati v'ha'edim me'idno soshlo para. Now, what does that mean? He said Parati, and the Edim testified that he wasn't Parea. So, v'omar Parati, Rashi says, la'achar zman al pi bezdin. Parati means that he says, I was Parea later. I was Parea later. The Edim testifies shlo para. The Edim testifies shlo para. Okay. You know what? Let's go back to the first case, because that's where Rashi has all his discussion. Tsei Tainlo, ve'omar. Right? Tsei Tainlo, where are we? Omar lo tsei Tainlo, ve'omar parati. Ve'ha'edim idna so shalo pro. What does that mean? So Rashi says, ve'omar parati is la'achar zman al pi bezdin. I was porea afterwards. He didn't want to pay. So the Edom say that he was Toveya, that the Baldin who won the case, it was the Zakai, was Toveya him to be Parea, and he didn't want to be Parea. He was Toveya him al pi Bezdin. He says, look, Bezdin said, say Tenu, that's the final psak. Why don't you pay me? And he says, I don't want to pay. So Zok the Gemara Hola Bifneim He is Lavar al pi Bezdin, Eno Neman Shuvloma Piratav Shloba Edim. Since he was Meiz to say, I'm not going to pay, he was Meiz, he was Chutzpedik, he was Meiz to be over al pi Bezdin, to be over on the words of Bezdin. So now he's no longer going to be Neman to say Parati later. The word Parati, the Omar Parati, is after the Edim. He says, I said Parati after this. The Edom say, no, but at an earlier time, after the Psak of Tse Tainlo, he didn't want to pay. So now he's no longer going to be able to say Parati. He's not going to be able to say Parati. We're not even going to trust him to take a Shavua to say Parati. He's not Neman Bechlal. Why? Because he's Huchsa Kafran La'osa Mamun. He's established as a denier for this money because he refused, Api Edom, to pay against the Psak of Bezdin. Bezdin gave a final psak, Tse Tainlo, they gave a final psak. So if they say Tse Tainlo, and then there are Edim that the Toveya demanded payment and he refused to pay, he's Sosa Kafran, and if he's Sosa Kafran, so then he's not going to be Neman. He's Eino Neman, Loma Parati, Afila Bishvu. When is he never to say Parati? How can he say Parati? Well, he's never going to be able to say Parati ever, so the guy can always collect from him. He can say Parati if what? If what? If he brings Aiden. He brings Aiden that he was Parati. Elat Sarat Lavi Aiden. Shapar. Okay, that's it. If he's also Kafran, then he needs Aiden to testify that he was Parati. If not, then he's not going to be Nemo. But Chayav HaTalitin was not that stage, says Rashi. Chayav HaTalitin, though he's lohuchs the kafan, v'nishba shapiro'o, v'alva b'shlo pro mi'ay, k'shitvo b'fnei edim, ein ze meiz b'bezdin, v'kemet lo poskel lo psak gomor, nishma imenu. Chayav HaTalitin, though, is not a psak gomor, it's only a preliminary psak. So if it's a preliminary psak, then we can say, yishtamut hu dekam ishtamit, he's not considered a huchs the kafan. Lohuchs the kafan, yishtamute. Right? Yishtamute. He's just running away from him. But he's not a kafran. So if he's not a kafran, then he will be Neman. Neman to say that he was right, and he's Neman Bishvur. So if Bezdin said Seitainlo, then he's only giving Neman the Edim if he denies, right? If he says, I don't want to pay, because then he's also kafran. If he's also kafran, he's not going to be Neman Bishvur. If it's only Chayav HaTalitin, though it's a preliminary psak, and he's not Hufsa Kafran, he's only Ishtamute, then he will be Neman Bishvur. This is no different than other Shavuas. Like, does anyone know where we invoke this idea? Ishtamute, he'll become Ishtamit, and he's Chayav HaShavua. The classical Gemara Bavati, yeah? Modemetzah is exactly that, right? The Gemara Bavati on Dav Gimel says that if someone is Modem B'Miktas, if he's kofar by kol minat Torah, he's not chayav any shvua. But the Rabbanan is chayav shvuas heses. But if he's moda b'miktas, he admits, Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, Shimon owes him $100, and Shimon says, I owe him only 50. So because he's moda b'miktas, he's chayav shvua. If he's moda, so we see that the Toveya's taina really is a good taina, there's something there. So we want to make him take a shvua, because maybe the reason why he's only moda b'miktas, not moda b'kol, is because he doesn't have the money. Right, so we want to take a shvua to be mechayev him. It's his responsibility to pay. But he doesn't have the money. Let him get the money. Let him borrow the money from someone else. But that's not Reuven's fault. It's not the Malva's fault. So we force him to take a shvua. Ishtamute hu dekam ishtamit. Ishtamute is not a reason to say that he's choshed ala shvua. No. If we force him to take a shvua, then he'll be poresh. Then he'll say the truth. Then he won't take the shvua. He'll admit to the fact that he's chayev. That's what we're hoping for. But if he's Hosla Kafran, forget about it. If he's Hosla Kafran, then we don't trust him anymore. If we don't trust him for this moment, so then he's not Neman B'Shul, he's only giving Neman B'Eid. Okay, this is the Gemara Bav Metzia. It says the Rush like this. Rashi l'taymei shepirish perak amad above metzia say tein lava amar praticha v'ha'edim idin osa shalo para kigon sh'amru edim b'faneinu tova o prali al pi beznev lo pro b'faneinu ho'ol b'fneim hey is lavra al pi beznev shuvenu neman lama parati shalo b'edim. Says Rashi, when is he also kafran? He's also kafran if he's meyed shalo lefroa al pi beznev. Bezdin's mechayev him with a final psak, say tein lo, and then the toveya demands payment and he refuses to pay. He says, I don't want to pay. So if he's meyed ponov, if he's chutzpedik, shalo lefroa al pi beznev, Rashi says he's also kafran. So says the Rosh, that's Rashi l'shitas over here. Rashi over here said what? That if there are Eidim Shetuva'o, Tavo Bifnei Eidim, then he's Becheska Shalom Nasan, then he's not going to be Neman to say that I paid unless he brings Eidim to that effect. Why? Because Rashi Lishitasa holds that once a person is Meiz to say that he wasn't, that he doesn't want to be Porea, if he's Meiz in some way, so then Huchza Kafran La'osam Amun. So just like Zakhtar Rosh, just like if he's Meiz Shalol Lefroa Al Pi Bezdin, so too if the Eidim are Toveya him, and he says I don't want to pay, so he can't say that he paid later, because then why is he denying it initially? Why is he saying I'm not chayav? I don't want to pay. Right? That's a ha'ozah. He's being chutzpedik. So if he's Meiz regarding this mammon, Rashi says as long as he's Meiz regarding this mammon, he's also kafran, and then he's no longer going to be neman to say parati unless he brings Eidim. That's how the Rosh understands the Rashi. And the Rosh is troubled. The Rosh says, I don't know why that's true. The Rosh says, Visham kasabti she'ein nirin li devarav. He says, there, I explained that. I don't like Rashi. I mean, he likes Rashi, but he doesn't like Rashi's pshat. So it's a very important rush. Very important rush in the Rav Metzia. Let's all turn to the rush in the packet. Rush. I broke up this rush into five parts. How many parts did you break it up into? Right? Did you put numbers on it, Zach?
No, you
got to break it up. If you see a big Rishon, you got to break it up into the relevant sections. So first, we're not going to read the whole thing. First, he quotes Rashi, right? And then he says, "V'teimahu." I think Rashi is a pella. Rashi is exactly what we said. That Rashi holds that the status of Huchza Kafran applies if someone is meiz lavra al pi bezdin. If he's meiz to deny the mum, meiz to deny the mum, when there's a final psak. The tema who lomar, the Rosh says zepele. The chibeshvil shlo pro miyad huch zakafan. Shem lo hayu lo moos va'achagach shenizdan lo moos pralo. Afilu mamar b'fnei edim and he wrote to the farosh damu to come shtamad at shiyu lo moos. Says the Rosh, what's Rashi talking about? Rashi says that huch zakafan is a function of being meyaz ponav lav al pi bezdin, not to want to pay al pi bezdin. Says the Rosh, why does that make him Huchza Kafran? Even if he didn't want to pay in front of Eidim. Even if there were Eidim that he didn't want to pay Al Pi Bezdin. So what? Why can't we say Ishtamutu to come Ishtamut there also? Rashi says, if the Bezdin only says Chayiv Atal Itinosa, then he can say Ishtamutu to come Ishtamut. But by Tzei Tein Lo already, you can't say Ishtamutu to come Ishtamut. Maishma Zemi Zefrek, the Rosh. What's the difference between the two of them? He could also be Mishtamut in such a case. Just because they say Tzei Tein Lo, he can't be Mishtamut. Also he could be Mishtamut. He doesn't have the money, so Ishtamutu who to come Ishtamut. Why does it matter that Bezdin said Tseitenlo? They gave a final psak. Okay, there is a difference between Chayiv Atal Itinlo as opposed to Tseitenlo. But why is there a difference in terms of Huchza Kafran? The Shem Huchza Kafran shouldn't apply by Tseitenlo any more than by Chayiv Atal Itinlo. So after Rashi Yisod, Ula Olam Lo Nach Zegodim Kafran Kolzman Shenucha Limtso Lo Tzadzchus. As long as there's a Tzadzchus as to why Ishtamut Yehudakam Ishtamut, why he's saying that I don't want to be Porea, so then he's not a Kafran. He's doing it not to be Kofar, he's doing it because he doesn't have the money. So he's not Huchza Kafran, he still should be Neman to say Parati Bishvua. Kidi Amrina Le'el, the Rosh invokes a Gemara in Bav Metzia. The Kofar B'Pikadon Lo Huchza Kafran and Lo She'idu Eidim Sharua B'Pikadon B'Shusa B'Shosha Kafran. The Gemara in Bava Metzi on Daf Hem and Beis says, when is kofer bepikadon not neman b'shvo? When is yihuchsa kafran? That's only if the Eidim saw the pikadon in his reshus when he says that it's not reshus. So if we know that he's a liar, if he's mamish, if he's a mishaker, right? If he's vaday mishaker, then he's huchsa kafran, says the Rush. But if we don't know he's vaday mishaker, he's not huchsa kafran necessarily. Maybe yishtamut, yudakam yishtamut. Right, if he's kofer, the pikadon, but the Adam didn't see the pikadon in his reshus, he says, no, I didn't have the pikadon. What? No, but, you know, Tuesday, I definitely didn't have the pikadon there. And Adam said, no, we saw Tuesday, we saw on that day that he had the pikadon in his reshus, so then he's also kafran. But Dr. Rush, if there are no Adam on that particular day, so then he's not also kafran. Why? What could he be thinking? It's a pikadon. This is not money. He didn't borrow the money. The answer is, maybe he lost the pikadon. He's embarrassed. Right, he doesn't want the other person to think that he can't watch the pikadon properly. So he denies the fact that he had the pikadon. But then later, he'll say, you know, God, I was thinking I didn't have the pikadon. I'm sorry. He doesn't want people to think ill of him, so he denies that he has the pikadon. Not because he wants to keep the pikadon. He doesn't want to be a gazlan. But ishtamuta yudakam ishtamuta. He's pushing him off. There could be ishtamuta in pikadon also, not just halva. Halav hachi's up the rush. The Rush says he's not huchsa kafran just because he's mazed. Hilchach Nira Li Lefarish says the Rush. Sha'omer lo eidim b'shah shata omer shaparata imanu ha'isa ba'osa shav yadano shlo parata os. Says the Rush. When do we say that he's huchsa kafran by tzei tainlo? Taka where we know that he's a mishaker. We know that he's a mishaker. The guy says parati. And the Adam say, when were you parer? He says, Monday, after Shia. Not during Shia. He was in Shia. Monday after Shia. Right? Wednesday after Shia. Not at 5 to 1. I was in the Shia. But afterwards he was parer. Right? When? 2 o'clock. The Adam say, no, but we were together at 2 o'clock. We know for sure you weren't parer. So if he's Mishaker, he's Vade Mishaker, he's up to Rush, then he's Suksa Kafa. That's the case of say Tainu that he's Suksa Kafa and he's not going to be Nem unless he brings Adam. Vafilu hachi chayv ataliti no loch zekafen kelen shani yichol limsel otzad zchus lishtamute kamechaven adam ainu rabbanim bedine v'lo lichpar b'mamam misgam. Says the Rush, both say tainlo and chayv ataliti no. The case is where Adam know for sure that he was not pareh when he claims that he was pareh. He's mamish vade meshakim. By say tainlo, if he's vade meshakim, he's also kafen. He's not going to be neman in the future. But by Chayav Atalita, though, even though he is lying, he's not mish lying. The Eidim know that he's lying. He's not Huchsa Kafran anyway, says the Rush. A tremendous Kiddush. Why is he not Huchsa Kafran, even though we know for sure he's lying? Because you could still say Yishtamutah Yudakam Yishtamut. Why? Like the Gemara says, Yishtamutah Kam Yishtamut Adama Ainu Li Rabbana. If they only said Chayav Atalita, though, then the guy in back of his mind is thinking, maybe they'll change their mind. So, right, if they haven't said say Tainlo, right? They said Chayvat, even though everyone went home, right? And now there are Edim. He was Tovea him, right? Reuven went to Shimon and said, pay me. He said it in front of Edim. And Shimon said, no, I don't want to pay you. And then Shimon says that later I did pay him. Later I did pay him. Right? Later, I did pay him. When later? I paid him at such and such a time. And there are Edim that testify that he didn't pay him then. So is he Huchsa Kafran? Right? Is he Huchsa Kafran? So says the Rush, he's not Huchsa Kafran. Because since Bezin only said Chayav Atalitin, though, so he's thinking in the back of his mind, maybe I won't have to pay him. So even though he lied, it doesn't matter. He's not going to be Huchsa Kafran anyway. A big Chiddush in the Rush. But the Rush wants to say that according to Rashi, the person becomes Huchsa Kafran even without a lie. As long as he's May is Lavra al Pibez, then he becomes Huchsa Kafran. Says the Rush, that's what Rashi has in mind over here. That as long as he's May is, even though here we're not talking about May is al Pibez, then really. It's just May is Be'edim. Right? He's being Chutzpedik to say that even though the person is Tovei in front of Edim, right? And he says, I don't want to pay. And later he says, I did pay. Right? Rashi says that he wouldn't be Neman anymore. He's Muchzer Kafron for this moment because he denied it in front of Edom. That's enough to make him Muchzer Kafron. So therefore, he's not going to be Neman for this moment. Rashi apparently is arguing with the Rush as to how to define Muchzer Kafron. When does a person get the shame of Muchzer Kafron? According to the Rush, when does he get the shame of Muchzer Kafron? Pushup shot in the Rush in Bav Metzia. When does he get the shame of Muchzer Kafron? Only if what? Two words. Only if what? Sheker, that's one word. Vadai Sheker, excellent. One, two, three. Right. Vadai Sheker. The Russian Bav Metzia seems to be saying that you need a Vadai Sheker to be Muchzer Kafron. Rashi is saying to get the shame of Muchzer Kafron, it's enough that what? He was Meyaz Panav Gilad, exactly. Meyaz Panav Lavral Pibezdin, but it's not Lavral Pibezdin because the Rush is applying this to Rashi over here, which is not Lavral Pibezdin. Meyaz Panav, Ha'oza. Ha'oza is enough. Ha'oza regarding the Piron. A chutzpah regarding the Piron, to be kofer the Piron, to be kofer in the need to be Porea, Rashi says that's enough to say that Yusuf's a Kafran. And then he's not going to be Neman unless he brings Aiden. That's what it would seem, the Machlokas Rashi and the Rashis. But if we plug back, if we come back to the Rush here, we see it's a little bit more complicated. We have to add a little bit of a wrinkle. Let's finish the Rush over here. Now that we saw the Rush in Bav Metzia, who elaborated on the Rashi, let's see the Rush over here. So the Rush says, Rashi Latayim in Bav Metzia, that Huchzer Kafron is a function of being Meiz in the Piron. But the Rush says, look at what I wrote in Bav Metzia. I disagree with the Rush. I think Huchzer Kafron is a function of what? Of Vade Sheker. Right? Kofer B'Pikodon is not Huchzer Kafron unless the Eidim testify that the Pikodon was in his Rishus when he claims that it wasn't. So says the Rush, Gam Kan Nirali Kamoshakosav Harav who? Harav Rabbeinu Zal. He doesn't tell you who. It's very strange. He doesn't say who this Rav is. It's one of the Rishonim that he's quoting. But he doesn't. The name is missing from the Rush. I'm not sure who he's referring to. That the pshat is like this: Kigon shabo edim va'amru imanu ha'yashimad v'makom ploni miyom shahachel ruvein shahecha ruvein binyan koselzeh the yodin anu shaloprao. When do we say that he's becheska shalonosan? Let's fill in the box, right? The Rush is a Rashba man. Rush is really saying the same as the Rashba. So Zok the Rush, when is he Bechezka Shanasan? Not if Tavo Bifnei Eidim. No, Tavo Bifnei Eidim, but that's Bechezka Shanasan. He's not also Kafran. Rashi says that if Tavo Bifnei Eidim, he's also Kafran. Bifnei Shehe is. The Rush says, no, you don't become also Kafran like that. So it must be what? The Rush says that it must be that Eidim. The Eden Bavada Shlopora. Okay, if the Eden obey it, that they were there from the moment that Reuven started to build the wall and Shimon didn't pay, so then of course he's Bechezka Shlonasa. Right, if you know that he wasn't Perea, so then of course, according to the Rush, that he's Bechezka Shlonasa. That's not a Chuchza Kafran per se. I mean, right? It's just the Eidim know for sure. So that seems to work very well with the Rush, that Huchzer Kafron is a function of Vadei Sheker. But then the Rush hits another very interesting pshat. Inamik yon sha'oman shimen bedin, v'chivu bezdin livnos adal aramas, v'siriv al tzivui bezdin. Harei b'cheska shlonosan kedin gazdin. Avlim siriv be'edim v'lo'oman bedin, yochol lo mashuv nimlach v'yuparat. If there are Eidim that he didn't pay, so then of course he's chayav to pay. He's b'cheska shlonosan. But let's say there aren't Eidim that we know for sure that he didn't pay. There aren't Eidim that were there with Reuven and with Reuven from the moment that he started building the wall until now, and they know that Shimon didn't pay. No. But there are Eidim that he was Masarev to pay. Right? He was Masarev to pay. So if there are only Eidim that he was Masarev to pay, so says the Rush, that's not enough. That's Bechezka Shanasa. But let's say he brought him to a din Torah. The chivu bezdin livnos adams, and bezdin was mechayev him. So bezdin was mechayev him, and now he was misarif to pay al pi bezdin. Says the Rush, then he is also kafran, and he's becheska shlonasan. Now just one second, is that going with the Rush in Bav Metzia or against the Rush in Bav Metzia? How did you read this?
I read it as
The Rosh seems to say that if he was Mesarv al Pibezda, then he is Huchsa Kafrin. Mesarv al Pibezda, then he is Huchsa Kafrin. Is that really true? I thought he said you need Vaday Sheker to be Huchsa Kafrin. Is this a Vaday Sheker? He was only Mesarv to pay. He says, I don't want to pay. Bezda was Mechayv me to pay. I don't want to pay. The Rosh said, that's not enough to make him Huchsa Kafrin. So what's the Rosh saying? If you look at the Pulpula Charifta, in Oskav, he adds a couple of words. V'siriv al tzivi bezdin perish bifnei ha-bezdin. It's not just that he was misarev to pay based on Bezdin's sark. It's that he was misarev in front of the Bezdin, in the Bezdin itself. The Bezdin says, say Tainlo, and he says, nothing doing. I'm not paying. I'm not chayev to pay. In front of the Bezdin itself, says the Rosh, says the Pupul Charifta. Why does he say that? Well, because he has to fit in the Rosh with the Rosh above Metzia. The Rosh above Metzia seems to say that Huchsa Kafrin is only if he's Vaday Meshakim. So the Rosh over here is already, it's like expanding a little bit. The Rosh over here, Bava Basra, seems to be admitting that Ha'oza Gemura, right? A strong Ha'oza, the ultimate Ha'oza, to be Meiz Bifnei Bezdin, that's enough to make Huchsa Kafrin. But just to be May is not to want to pay, despite the fact that Bezdin said that he's chayav to pay, if he does that outside of Bezdin, that's not a ha'oza gemura. That's not like the biggest chutzpah. there are levels of chutzpah. Right? We've seen a lot of chutzpah in our lives, unfortunately. There are levels of chutzpah. You know, in the mikdash, so to speak, right? In the Bezdin, say, I'm not paying, I don't care, I'm not paying. That's a ha'oza gemura, right? Then he's Huchsa Kafrin, Sapta Rosh. So it's lav dafka what he says in Bav Metzia. You don't need a Vade Sheker. You don't need a Vade Sheker. Vade Sheker is the easy way to be Huchsa Kafrin. Ha'oza also will make you Huchsa Kafrin, but not like Rashi. Rashi says any ha'oza not to pay al pi bezdin is enough. The Rosh says no. Ha'oza gemura, if you will, to be meiz bifnei bezdin, that makes you Huchsa Kafrin. So there are two cases, says the Rosh, that he's the Cheshbesh Lanas, and either if Aden testified, that we know for sure that he wasn't Pareh, or if he was Meiz Bifnei Bezdin, right, based on the Kopul HaRifta, Meiz Bifnei Bezdin, She'eno Pareh. Right? So then he's Huchsa Kafrin for that money. To be Meiz that far in front of Bezdin, so then he's basically Kofer, that he doesn't owe the money. So now he says later that he paid. We say, come on, we can't believe you. You were Huchsa Kafrin for that money. Okay, so the Machlokas Rashi and the Rosh over here is how to establish him as a Huchsa Kafrin. Rashi says if his Meiz not to do what Bezdin tells him to do, that's enough to be a Huchsa Kafrin. The Rosh says in Bav Metzia that you need Vadei Sheker. The Rosh over here expands a little bit and says even if it's not a Vadei Sheker, even if his Meiz Bifnei Bezdin, if that's a Ha'oza Gemura, that's enough to be called a Huchsa Kafrin as well, and then he'll be Becheska Shalom Nasa. Okay, so this is the Reisha of the Mishnah. Machlokas Rishon, Rashi ben Rashi on the one hand, Rashi on the other, as to what case in the Mishnah is the Chiddush, and what's the case where it's not the Mishnah, right? What's the case where it would be Becheska Shalom Nasa? Of course, the case that's simpler than this is, let's say, there's no disagreement, right? There's no Eidim Bechla, right? There's no Eidim on the Binyan HaKosel, there's no Eidim on the Piro, nothing, right? If the Tovei just comes to Bezdin and says, I want you to pay, so obviously we're not going to take his word over the other guy's word, then clearly it's Bechas HaShanasan. The Mishnah is telling us the Chiddush, that even if there are Eidim on something, the Shail and the Rishonim, what the Eidim are on, so then it's Bechas HaShanasan, but if it's more than that, as we described, then it's Bechas HaShalonasan, and he'll need Eidim in order to prove that he actually paid the Tana.
Why do we have to say that, according to what the Rosh is saying over here, that he's not a Vadai Rami? Meaning, the whole reason we were saying above the that he's not for sure that he's lying is because he had the Ishmut of Kamishnam, and then until Bezdin has their Psak, that's when he's going to pay. But over here, once Bezdin gave their Psak, Mechora, he has no Ishmut of Kamishnam.
Aha, that's what you want to say. Not a Ha'ozah Gemur. You're saying, if the whole reason is before Tzay Tainla, we can say Ishmut of Kamishnam. What did the Rosh in Bav Metzia say? The Rosh said what? By Tzay Tainlo. Is there an ishtamudik amishtamud by tzeitain lo according to the Rosh? Doesn't the Rosh assume that even by tzeitain lo there could be an ishtamudik amishtamud unless we know for sure that he's lying?
No, I mean, I thought that the whole reason that they're also kafir from tzeitain lo is because there is no tzad zuchus, and I thought the whole ishtamudik amishtamud was the tzad zuchus that we could have.
No, the Rosh Bava Metzia was saying that even if we know that he's lying for sure, if there only was chayav atalit in lo, we can still say ishtamudik amishtamud, because he says maybe the din is going to change. But by tzeitain lo, then there's no ishtamudik amishtamud if he's lying. But if he's not lying, if we don't know for sure that he's lying, why couldn't you say ishtamudik amishtamud even by tzeitain lo?
Because by tzeitain lo, there already was a psak beis din, so you couldn't have used ishtamudik amishtamud to say that he was going to wait till psak beis din.
Right, but there's the regular ishtamudik amishtamud that he doesn't have the money to pay. Right? Isn't that what the Russian Bava Metzia seems to be saying? Take a look again. No? He's explaining Rashi on tzeitain lo. She'amru ha'edim b'faneinu tavo pradli al pi bezdin. And he was meiz lavra al pi bezdin. That's by tzeitain lo. And on that, the Rosh says, why is he yuchsa kafran? Maybe we could say ishtamudik amishtamud also. The only time we'll say, we won't, can't say ishtamudik amishtamud is if bevada and mishaker, just like by kofar b'pikadon, if they see the pikadon by him, so then we can't say ishtamudik amishtamud. So the same thing over here. He's saying all this within tzeitain lo. Then he adds the chiddush that even within chay v'talitin lo, even if you know for sure that he's lying, there still is an ishtamudik amishtamud. The chiluk is that by tzeitain lo, if we know that he's lying, right? By tzeitain lo, if we know that he's lying, then there's no ishtamudik amishtamud. But if we don't know that he's lying, the Rosh assumes even by tzeitain lo there's an ishtamudik amishtamud. I think that's what he's saying in Bava Metzia. I think so. Okay, we'll stop here with the Gemara. Let me just add a brief thought on the Parsha.